וזה בחינס שבס הגודל, שהוא שבס של לפני פסח. Based on what we've been learning, we're going to understand the concept of Shabbos HaGodol, which precedes Pesach, and some of the important items about Pesach itself. Ki Yitzias Mitzrayim Shubachinas Hizgalus HaAsoro Tolui B'Shabbos Kanal. Because the Jewish people leaving Egypt, which means going out of Golus, going from Golus to Gula, which we said is the concept of Hizgalus HaAsoro, is dependent on Shabbos, as we just explained. Ki Pesach Mitzrayim Mekhoi Mebosor, because the Korban Pesach, which the Jews celebrated in Egypt, was designated on the 10th of Nisan, which was Shabbos. V'hoyaton Arbo Yomim Bikur, it required 4 days of checking, analyzing the animal to make sure that it was without any defect. Kidei Sheyu Yisroel Oiskim Mitzvah Arbo Yomim, Hashem wanted the Jews to be occupied with this mitzvah of preparing the Korban Pesach for 4 days specifically. Arbo Yomim Daika. Note, it's exactly 4 days. Kidei Sheyuchlu Lagalo Sahasora, Lahalo Samochus, Shehi Bechinas Arbo Machnois Kanal. In order to be able to reveal the light from the Hasora, to elevate the Malchus, which is referred to always by the number 4, the 4 groupings of the tribes of Israel, as we learned a little bit earlier, the 4 camps. V'al kein b'shas Pesach harishon k'shiyatzu mimitzrayim hayo haschola b'shabbos. Now you'll understand also that when it came to the first holiday of Pesach, when the Yidden left Egypt, when did all the action begin? From Shabbos. It was on Shabbos that they designated the animal, you know, to be reserved for Korban Pesach. That was when Shabbos HaGodol came out then. Ki v'Shabbos Daiko Maschil Geulas Mitzrayim, because it's on Shabbos that the Geulas Mitzrayim begins. Ki misho mekablim hadas l'galos hamolchus, because from Shabbos we receive the das to reveal, to elevate the malchus. Shehi b'chinas Dalid, the malchus, which is always referred to as the letter Dalid, mitoich ha'hasora, from its hiddenness. V'al kein nikba l'doirois rak shabish v'lifnei Pesach v'loi ba'osor ha'chodesh. And this is the answer to a very famous question. Why is it that we celebrate Shabbos HaGodol? Why don't we simply celebrate the 10th of Nisan, whether it comes out on Shabbos on a weekday? No, it's the day on which the Jews designated the Korban Pesach, which was actually the idol of the Egyptians, and the Egyptians couldn't touch them. They saw the Jews taking these lambs and sheep and tying them to their beds, and they asked them, what is this all about? And they said, we're going to be sacrificing these, and the Egyptians would have wanted to kill them, and they were helpless. They couldn't do anything. That was one of the miracles. So this miracle began from 10 days in Nisan, which happened to fall out on Shabbos at that time. Rav Nussel says, so why don't we simply celebrate the 10th of Nisan, regardless of whether it's Shabbos or not? We don't do that, but rather we put the emphasis on Shabbos HaGodol. Ki ikar hanes toli b'Shabbos shekodem Pesach. Because the miracle of Pesach was dependent on Shabbos, which preceded Pesach. V'zeh shekodem noisoi Shabbos HaGodol. This is why it's called Shabbos HaGodol. Hainu sheShabbos. To tell us that Shabbos is the greatest of all the different times. All of them receive from Shabbos. And because of the fact that this particular Shabbos is the one that reveals this, that tells us this, that Shabbos is the source of the miracle and everything, that we saw that Geulas Mitzrayim came from Shabbos, Al-Kain Koyer Noisa Shabbos HaGodol. This is why this particular Shabbos of the entire year is called Shabbos HaGodol. Because this is the one that teaches us that miracles, holidays, all come from Shabbos.